Good morning, everyone. It is 8:26 a.m. Good morning. Good morning. Right here in the country. That's right. Right here in the country. Wait, but let's just make this a yada, 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 yada kind of audio, right? There's so much to talk about. Let's not make it up into, like, numerous podcast audios. I love nice, warm, big old double insulated container water bottle of decaf coffee in the morning. Put some stevia sugar, that white raspberry chocolate. Have you guys seen this yet? Who makes it? That coffee creamer. I don't believe it's Coffee Mate. It's the other brand. International Coffee? International Delight? Don't shoot the messenger. It's white chocolate raspberry. Oh my gosh. They need to carry this year around. I think it's only seasonal though. Had it last year. Oh my gosh. Really, really good. Boy. I'll have this decaf. What is it? 5 cups, I think. Yeah, I have 5 cups of decaf. And I mix it with my protein shake and that. Try to do it twice a day, like I said. So far, my vitamin level with my blood work has been pretty good. So I'm going to keep it up. Plug those extra vitamins in, folks. Regardless if you're dealing with health battles or not, whatever your body doesn't use, it will extrude through your kidneys and your urine. You know, it'll take in what it needs and excrete out what it doesn't. Keep your body as healthy as possible, so especially during this holiday season and flu season that is beginning. So let's see, where do I go first? Get some emails. I get a lot of emails. We get a lot of emails. Requests from companies and that to put their link on the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, and now asking to have their link placed on a podcast, on a episode. Okay. I, you know, understand wanting to share and build up your business and that, but when I get requests for links to be shared that have really absolutely nothing, complete opposite to do with the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, I can't do it, folks. I'm sorry. You know, I can't. I don't want to be the tidings of bad joy, but I just can't do it. I had one individual contact me, this is no joke, on a GERD website, which, like, acid reflux, GERD, dysmotility issues with esophagus, which could fall in line with gastroparesis because it's a GI disorder, wanting to build up their new website, and a large website, large organization. Okay, mind you, no problem. Sure, I can do that. Here's the thing, though. It's kind of like business etiquette, being professional. If a company asks for something from you, you in turn should do something for them, right? Because that's how the world goes around. You do something nice for someone, you say thank you, you do a little card, a little gift, a little token, you pay it forward, you return the kindness. That's how the world works. I don't know if these new millennials think that the world works just, because I've seen a lot of it, and it's really bad. You know, I am so fortunate I do not have any human children, thank the good Lord, because I would not want to raise them in this day and age. I don't trust school districts. I would end up at an at-home school for my child or children. I'm really just fortunate I do not have human children, because the world is not too kind, and people are losing their sense of morals and manners and just good character, good couth. I had a person contact me 3 times, and I said, yes, I will put your link. However, where are you going to put, and can you please put, and where would you put the link for the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website on your website? Come back, I get an email, no lie, at like 6 something this morning, saying, I'm sorry, but we can't do that. We're just promoting our website organization. Let me give you some advice. This is coming from someone where I created the Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website, 12 years ago? Over 1 million server requests, 1 million hits, over 1 million hits a year. Now we're at like coming up with 1.5 million hits a year. Websites averaging 20 to 40,000 hits plus, okay, any given month. Even during the holiday season when not a lot of people are online, they're shopping, okay. I have not yet done something nice for a company or a group or whatnot, operating their own website, organization, company, whatnot. I've never not done something in return, or someone has done something for me, I've done something back in return for them, and vice versa. So I was just kind of a little like, wow, disheartened, that it's disheartening to ask for something like that and then come back so bold and brazen. No, I'm sorry, we're just building our website. We're not going to do anything for anybody else. Good luck, people, if you're running your websites, organizations that way. It is a give and take in the internet world, which means you give and then you take and you take and you give. It just works back and forth. It's just good professional, being professional, good professional manners. You know, you should have manners as an adult, but when you're running or owning or operating, I don't care if it's nonprofit, I don't care what kind of website it is, it works even more towards just good manners, good etiquette, you know? So I was kind of still like, really? Eric's like, really? And really? My response, sorry, but it works both ways, and that's how it's worked for over a decade on this website. So I asked, oh my gosh, I had a company, international company, ask to buy the rights to the entire website. Now, mind you, for someone that's in a financial situation that could use that money towards my next journey, traveling back and forth to the Johns Cancer Institute, helping for when Eric's not going to be getting paid to work, finding a rental car SUV so the drive I'm able to tolerate. I could use that money, but you got to think about it legally. When I sat down with the attorney and we went over my financial situation and making sure that Eric's not left with any financial burden, we've taken care of my debt minus the car lease, the creditors, if government programs with the medical documentation from specialists and that so they can write this stuff off. We talked about that. What if I sold it to this individual who has a very wealthy corporation overseas? What would happen? Well, the problem is I would be selling the entire entity of the website and everything involved, and that means everything. And that becomes a legal issue because you could be selling over things that, you know, donated stories, donated photos, donated things. And it was a collaboration over the years with the Gash Priest Runners KB website. Everybody donates a little bit of everything. You know, I'm behind the scenes. You know, I have built the website. I designed the website. I wanted to make it where it was different, you know, and it appealed to everyone. So selling over the rights could just, it's not feasible because then you're selling everything. Kind of like you're selling your soul, right? And some things are just not worth all the money in the world. So it just, unfortunately, last week I had declined. I appreciated it. You know, would keep their contact information, wish them well. Very profitable company. I'm sure they'll continue doing well. The problem is their website is, let's just say, when people Google their website, they're coming over to mine. So it's kind of like, you know, when you have two websites that are close as far as the wording or the initials or something along the line, we're just going to keep it that way. So, you know, you live and learn, right? You learn a lot. If you have a webmaster that designed your website and that, you know, then you're probably not understanding what I'm talking about. But building and owning and just doing everything, especially with the Gash Priest Awareness Campaign website, has been a tremendous learning experience for myself. I never knew about web design, never knew about codes and that, I never knew how, you know, everything has to be meticulous, and, you know, publishing and uploading and that. And I've literally become my own webmaster pro without a degree. So, I mean, I've always been a hands-on person, not much to sit back and read a book. So it's been a blessing. I've learned a lot. And now with our entertainment channel, we're learning a whole new entity of owning a website and having Podbean, which sponsors, and they allow, they give you software, but you have to build everything. So basically they're giving you the engineer part, but you are the person designing everything. So there's a lot of things I'm still learning with Podbean and Eric especially. So Eric's just been thrown on both. So it's been a learning experience, but we enjoy it. And we sit back an hour a day and I kind of go over things and teach him, and we've learned a lot. And he's learning video editing, and he sits and looks at me and says, how in the hell did you edit that entire video in 5 minutes? You know, repetition, and then I take new types of software and integrate it into the videos when I'm editing them. and just kind of doing everything on my own. I enjoy it. It's fun. There's some parts of learning. You're never too old to learn something new every day. And a lot of these things, I mean, I've learned, I'm really enjoying it. So, and it's really helped to keep my mind off of days where I'm not feeling well and I'm stuck on the couch and I've got a lot of pain and I'm just not doing well, or, you know, being told, hey, listen, everyone, Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana can't help you anymore as far as your team of specialists, and now we have to refer you to the Johns, the Cancer Institute Hospital. And if you decide not to, the only thing we can do is forward you, which I am, to the pain guru specialist. And I'm fortunate to have insurance and to be able to work into his schedule soon. And right now I'm on different types of medication to help with the pain in that. And sometimes it works. And like right now, you know, I can tolerate the pain right now. But then, you know, when you get to the end of the evening, it starts to get worse as you walk around more. And that's just the fluid. So it's new. I'm learning something new, but I can say to myself, okay, this pain is from that. And I understand why. So no need to fret or freak out. So I'm the type of person I need to know. And some people dealing with their medical journey, especially cancer journeys, they choose not to know. And that's fine because everybody's entitled to handle their journey the way that they decide. They should not be ridiculed. They should not be made fun of. They should not be chastised. And I'm going to say this too, because there are going to be people out there that do not have manners or morals or any couth. If you think because I know how to put on makeup, hair extensions, whatever, makeup products, whatnot. And if you think, oh, there's no way she has cancer and going through all this stuff because she looks so good, then basically my job has been done. I have actually mastered the capability and ability to make you believe nothing's wrong with me. And you know what? I've always said, I don't want to look how I feel internally and what's going on internally, because I like to be able to say myself, I don't look like what's going on internally. But as my doctors say, we all know what's going on. You just have a way to where you're comfortable looking your best regardless how you feel. And that's not a normal percentage. It's a very low percentage, especially with cancer patients. I think they say 5%, less than 5%. That'll still do everything in their power to make sure they do not look anything like their condition. I think the problem too is society has this, you know, perceived notion of cancer patients are supposed to look like these organizations that have photos that they use as promotional photos for their organizations and that. And I'm not putting down how they work their organizations or some of these companies. You know, I'm not. But not every cancer patient is going to look out their entire journey, because I know how this is because I've been there. Radiation, chemo, you're going to lose your hair. Okay? And if some of the chemo, you don't. And I've been through some of it where you don't lose your hair. You don't lose all your hair. You lose some of your hair. You lose chunks of your hair. I've been there, done that. I've had to shave the rest of my hair off because it came off in chunks. And you go through different kinds of treatment that maybe not is not chemo radiation, and you lose chunks of your hair, okay? Your body and every single patient is so unique. Trust me by saying I cannot reiterate this enough. Every patient is unique. Please, public, people in the public, do not assume that every person who has cancer has to have this perceived notion that they have to be bald. They have to be looking like every organization picture out there that is a cancer organization. That is not true, because every patient's different. I have run across patients, and I have literally, me and Eric, have sat down next to patients that I'm telling you right now, if I looked at him and her and you said they had cancer, I'd say BS, they don't. There's no way, because they don't look like it. But you know what? I give them a high five, because they choose not to want to look to the public as if anything's wrong with them. And they're still, you don't know what they're battling, because you really, if you look at some of the people we have met through my journey, you would not think for a million years they were going through cancer, they're going anything like cancer. They look normal, you know? And what is normal anyway, which is really stupid. Even if you look, and I've looked like Casper the Ghost, you know, I could throw out a picture of what I really look like. if I don't do my hair and I don't do my makeup and on a bad day. I don't want to. And I refuse to, and I'm just not going to do it. And it's not about being vain. It's about lifting your spirits and yourself up. You don't want to look like what you feel like inside. Trust me, just saying, you don't. And if you're not going through cancer journey, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But I'm telling you right now, there's this misconception, for this notion that you have to have no hair, you have to be bald, your skin complexion has to be as white as a sheet of paper, and then, you know, and then, as a public, I'm going to believe you have cancer. That is like the biggest hypocritical thing I've ever have seen, ever heard. And I can't believe how many cancer patients get chastised. They get judged because they do not look like that person or that image on that cancer organization photo or website. And that's ridiculous. I'm telling you right now, not every patient's going to look like whatever organizations out there that supports cancer. They're not going to look like it. You know, there are people, regardless, even cancer, any other medical journey. Well, there's a condition out there. I'm not going to say the word because I can't pronounce it right. Alopecia, where they lose their hair and their immune system attacks, you know, different parts of their body, the hair follicles, and they lose their hair. Okay, a lot of these women, they wear wigs, and wigs are so good anymore. There's like half human hair mixed synthetic human wigs. You can't tell, trust me, because I've worn some of my own. You can't tell what's real and what's not, okay? And that's just technology in the day and age and the era that we have, that things just get better and products just get better and hair products just get better and clip-in extensions get better and hair color gets better and makeup gets better and everything gets better. Then all of a sudden you'll be 110 years old and soon enough you'll look like you're still 20. I mean, it's just the way it is. But folks, don't just assume. Everybody with cancer is supposed to be sending you pictures. They're in bed. They have a puke pan by them. They look like hell. And then you have to say they look like hell. So I feel sorry for them now because they have cancer. Okay, now I feel sorry for them. That's bull. It's really bull. And I've never received so many emails from cancer patients saying that, do you ever get where people assume you're supposed to look a certain way going through your journey, but you don't want to look that way, but you get these hypocrites and you get ridiculed if you look nice, if you look presentable. Hell if you look pretty, the hell if you look pretty. We're going, the hell with women if you look pretty if you're going through cancer. I'll tell you what, you look good, girl. Girl, you look good when you're going through cancer. You are going to get ridiculed to hell and back. I'm telling you right now, because my ass knows how to clean up, okay? I'm completely comfortable with my body. I don't have any body shame. I feel better, and I feel like I look better now. And that is because I feel that way. I don't care what anybody else feels, but I feel 100% with my body. I have taken care of the outside of what I couldn't with the inside. And so a lot of that also is control. You're able to control something. And it's wonderful with women because you have the capability now. We have the hair care products. We have the clip-in extensions. We can be blonde hair, brown, blue, purple, whatever the hell you want. You know, you can change up your makeup. You can contour, which I'm learning to contour. You know, do you really want to see my dark circles? Do you really want to see my hair and just a freaking hooray? Do you really want to see my favorite clothes that are not like to-do? I mean, really, is that what people expect with cancer? Ask yourself that. Because you use a damn excuse. Well, him and her look good still. There's no way their cancer could be that bad. Slap yourself because you are the biggest hypocrite of them all. And do you have cancer? Are you walking in shoes? Are you going through radiation? Are you going through chemo? Are you going through the hospitals? Are you the one going through that? Hell no, you're not. So you can just keep your opinions and zip it. And you know what? Take your opinions and how you feel about cancer patients. Take it to church this morning where it needs to go. And pray to the good Lord that you can get your mind straight, Gina Felicia. Because I get tired of these emails. I really do. I'm coming down hard. I'm snapping. And I'm on behalf of cancer patients. Because do not assume every cancer patient you come across is supposed to be looking like a perceived emotion. They're supposed to be looking like after they went through chemo radiation. They're supposed to be bald. They're supposed to not have color. And then that's, you know why people, they lose their hair and they lose the complexion when they're going through different treatments is because it's the treatments, okay? It's the side effects. It's not necessarily, it's not the cancer. It's the treatments, okay? Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be a rude ass, okay? Have some couth. have some manners, some morals, some decency. Okay, not every patient is going to look a perceived notion that you expect them to be, or every organization has this picture they're supposed to look like that. I don't care if it's women, men, or children with cancer, or those young at heart, elderlies. Do not assume that. You know? I hope this audio, if anything, touches every single person that makes an assumption, because it really bothers me. I know we were going at the beginning of this audio about me getting emails, requests to use links and that, but I think I just went into a deeper part of an audio podcast, which should hold significant meaning. I'm one of those people that get ridiculed. The hell if I look beautiful or pretty for a Christmas picture, for crying out loud, that takes me a couple hours to get ready. And then what you don't see, as soon as the pictures are done, hey, I ain't got the hair clip-in extensions. I don't have the makeup on. I don't have the dress like I'm going to cocktail hour, okay? I have my mismatched socks. I have on my comfy sweatshirt. I have on my loose-fitting shorts. I have on my gym shoes, and I have my hair up, and I don't care. Really, I don't care. But you know what? I like to look and feel just like any woman in this world, beautiful. And everyone, including cancer patients that are women, have that right. What we don't need is you being ridiculing us and making great assumptions that we're supposed to look else another way. Okay? Just don't do that, people. Remember, everyone that you are tapping shoulders with, that you're standing in line with, okay, that are waving hi in church to, that are shaking hands, everyone has a journey in life. Okay, and everyone handles their journey differently in life. By all means, when it comes to a cancer patient, if you've not stepped foot and you're not walking in their journey, please do not assume, don't make assumptions, please don't judge. You guys have a wonderful Sunday. Pay it forward. Spend some time with loved ones. Visit organizations, animal shelters. Spend time with fur babies that need families. Bake something nice for your neighbor. Kindness makes the world go round.